Welcome back to What's at Risk. I'm Mike Christian.
Black marker on cardboard, lit on drawing of a medicine wheel. Everything that's good you steal.
The National Institute of Whole Health, pioneers of whole health education and the whole person healthcare, and Well Coaches Corporation, the national leader in developing standards for professional health and wellness coaches, announced that they have joined forces to address the gap in the recent federal healthcare reform law. This gap was created by the omission of critical wellness and disease prevention practices and policies that would foster sustainable lifestyles which improve mental and physical health and lower health care costs.
Once you get it, you can't forget it. WS Walcott Medicine Show. WS Walcott Medicine Show.
In order to address this missing link in the current U.S. healthcare system, the National Institute of Whole Health and Well Coaches have partnered to offer programs that educate and train health and wellness professionals in both whole health education and health and wellness coaching.
We're all in this thing together, walking the line between faith and fear. This life don't last forever. When you cry, taste the salt in your tears.
During the recent hearings on healthcare reform, four of the nation's leading integrative health physicians recommended that wellness and disease prevention be incorporated into the ongoing practice of medicine. But despite their advice, the new healthcare reform law sidestepped a critical solution to preventing disease, achieving wellness, and keeping healthcare costs in check. Real healthcare reforms means moving from sickness to wellness, from treatment to prevention, from a focus on weaknesses to a focus on the strengths and potential, said Margaret Moore, founder and CEO of Well Coaches. National Institute of Whole Health and Well Coaches are working together to move healthcare in a direction that will make a sustainable improvement of individual health and well-being while saving money.
If we took the medicine away, would the walls we build hold against the day? When the sky is falling, when heaven's calling, when you run from your past, your future's stolen, you find a grip and a hold against the day.
Treatment of lifestyle-related diseases make up 70% of healthcare cost, and according to a 7-year Harvard study, lifestyle choices can prevent up to 80% of cancers, heart disease, and diabetes-related mortality and morbidity, said Georgiana Donadio, Program Director for National Institute of Whole Health. Today's health and wellness professionals lack the basic skills and knowledge needed to educate and coach their clients to make lifestyle changes because this information is missing from their education and training programs.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She was laid out along my table. So cold, so cool, so fast.
National Institute of Whole Health and Well Coaches will offer their respective specialty courses and curriculums to provide healthcare and allied healthcare professionals with evidence-based, whole person-focused health education and wellness coaching.
Didn't feel just right. She had fever all day and chills at night. Now things got worse, just a serious bind. In times like this, it takes a man of such style like you not often find. A doctor of the heart and a doctor of the mind. If you wanna feel real nice, just
founded in 1977 and headquartered in Wellesley, Massachusetts, the National Institute of Whole Health offers the most respected and credentialed integrative whole health certification programs in the U.S. today. Well Coaches Corporation, also headquartered in Wellesley, is setting a gold standard for professional coaches in healthcare and building the professions of health coach and wellness coach, in strategic partnership with the American College of Sports Medicine. Dr. Georgiana Donadio is the program director for the National Institute of Whole Health, and Margaret Moore is the founder and CEO of Well Coaches.
We're here with Dr. Georgiana Donadio, Program Director for the National Institute of Whole Health, and Margaret Moore, CEO of Well Coaches Corporation. With the recent healthcare reform bill, I think many of us, many of the listeners, were probably less than enamored of the end result. And you both feel that the bill really missed the mark in the areas of wellness and disease prevention. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, I think that we're all aware that the next big financial crisis this country faces after the financial crisis and now the oil spill crisis is that we are also collectively taking great risks with our health. We're spending it down and we're not investing collectively. And so we're at a place where we're, you know, something on the order of 70% of our healthcare costs are related to diseases caused by lifestyles that are not healthy. And it's only going to get worse because the baby boomers are getting older and are coming into that critical phase. And so everyone's hoping for some real shift, real reform around moving away from just focusing on illness and treating. And, you know, for instance, people get bariatric surgery when they're extremely obese, but there's no support and no reimbursement to help them keep their weight stable or lose weight and be healthy earlier on. And so I think that part was missing, and that's what we're focused on.
And that seems so logical to me. Why did we miss the opportunity for real reform in this whole process?
Well, this is Georgiana speaking. I just want to interject that what's really ironic is that 5 years ago, the main players in this national scene, which is, of course, Medicaid, Medicare, the Institute of Medicine, as well as JACO, which governs hospitals and medical practices, they came out and declared very specific mandates for the practice of medicine in all settings. And I'm happy to say that they were very much the same parameters that we've developed over the last 35 years. One is, you know, care for the whole person, looking at the whole human being, taking care of the whole human being, a whole person, you know, health education, educating people so that they can really own and control their health. And the other one is putting the patient at the center of their care. Now, they completely missed the mark. I mean, here's the federal government 5 years ago, all these collaborative organizations, the top of the top, the, you know, the big guns, they all agree that this is what's needed. 5 years later, the administration turns around and totally shoots that, you know, in the foot. And I think that that's why the work that Margaret is doing, and Margaret is very modest. She won't tell you the enormous and remarkable work that she's doing nationally around really getting coaching, health coaching and wellness coaching to be a mainstream staple. This is imperative. I mean, this is what people want. This is what the powers that be within healthcare nationally have mandated. And yet, this administration blew it completely.
I think many of us would agree with that, absolutely. So, since you brought up the coaching, maybe I'll ask you this, Margaret, and I think both of your organizations identify coaching as a critical solution to many of these lifestyle diseases. How, just briefly, how does coaching work, and what is that process?
Well, coaches are experts in facilitating a process of change. And in particular, there's a pretty vast psychological literature about how we change habits and behaviors and lifestyles, you know, how we become autonomous, how we become self-motivated, how we become committed and competent, and we build our capacity to change, and all those sort of psychological factors. We know a lot about them, but we've not been teaching people about them. We've tended to have in medicine a top-down approach where people are told what to do, and their things are prescribed, and they're really not on a journey to become, you know, standing on their own feet around their health and wellness. I just wrote a blog in the Huffington Post that just came out yesterday around, you know, who's in charge of your health and wellness, and who's really driving this car, and so there's a lot of knowledge around how we change our lifestyles, and also what lifestyle skills we need. I mean, we've got a whole, not only do we know that exercise is a breakthrough medicine, and of course eating well, but now we've got the whole mind-body literature that shows that when you do relaxation exercises and meditation and mind-body kinds of things, your brain gets better, your health gets better, you know, et cetera. So we've got this sort of combination of a lot of new literature around healthy lifestyles and how they extend life and improve health. We've got a lot of literature around how happiness and positive emotions and thriving improves health, and then we've got all these psychological skills. So there's really this, you know, enormous kind of knowledge base that coaching is, you know, arrived at the time to pull together into really, you know, integrated approaches to help people make change.
So help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart. I'm sleeping, it's fading. Can't you please take it out and preserve it right there in that jar?
We're back with Georgiana Donadio of the National Institute of Whole Health and Margaret Moore of Well Coaches.
Do you think that this whole process of wellness and disease prevention and sort of a whole body focus is integrated into the practice of medicine in any kind of a meaningful way at any significant medical institutions?
Well, I've been around medicine since the early mid-60s. I always say I'm as old as trees because I've been around a long time in the practice and in the, you know, the business of medicine and healthcare. Back then, I would say this to you, quite frankly, I think there was more of a holistic approach in family practice and in nursing than there is today, for sure. The old way, remember, you know, Dr. Ben Casey and, you know, all of the good TV shows where
Dr. Kildare.
Dr. Kildare, and there was another doctor who was played by one of the old-timers as well. And they would listen to their patients and talk with them and work out problems and identify causes and all of that stuff. I think back in the 60s, while there was a lot of problems in medicine, there was also more of an awareness of the personal relationship between doctor and patient. Today, what is very sad, really, is that, you know, I believe, having been in the field for so long, that doctors and nurses really want to do good and really want to have relationships with their patients. But what happened in the 80s, after being warned for a very long time that the insurance companies were going to take away the doctor's power and the doctor's control over surgeries and really billing and reimbursement, the insurance companies took sweeping control over medicine. And since that time, they have been, you know, hacking away at the time allotment and at the parameters around practice. So today there are pockets. There are absolutely pockets of practices. There's even, you know, St. Charles Hospital in Oregon. There's a bunch of different, you know, little enclaves of really good medicine being practiced that includes the kind of things that Margaret's talking about, and definitely looks at motivating people, drawing them into their own care. But it is not the mainstream, and the work that Margaret's doing, the work that we've been doing for 35 years, we're about, the National Institute of Whole Health is really about transforming from the inside out medicine. We don't want to go in and radically change medicine. We want to have a drop-in piece that can be what we call in the moment teaching, in the moment learning, so that while the practice of medicine is going on, while the practice of healthcare is going on, there is transformation. We cannot rip up this system. We cannot throw it out. We have to transform it gently and appropriately from the inside out.
So in general, do healthcare professionals have the knowledge and skills to educate and coach their patients?
That was one of the pieces in the article. And our collective agreement, I think, Margaret, is that no, they do not.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Georgiana and I have been working hard, Georgiana a lot longer than me for the last 10 years, in building standards for both coaching and whole health or integrative health. And so, you know, my organization has trained probably around 4,000 professionals. Georgiana's probably somewhere in that ballpark. And so that's, if you consider that there's 3 million nurses and, you know, probably at least another million and a half other health professionals, we've just scratched the surface. But the good news is that, you know, we're working together. There's a group of us. I co-founded an institute of coaching at Harvard Medical School, and we've pulled together a summit of academic and industry leaders around building standards for this field, both for, you know, coaching and the health and lifestyle pieces. And so I think that you're going to see much higher profile for this. And that is one of the good things that did come out of healthcare reform, because Mehmet Oz and others took a stand in Washington early on in the meetings. It wasn't a town hall, but I think Institute of Medicine.
The Senate hearings,
Yeah, the Senate hearings, that's what I'm thinking of. And they took a stand and said, this is what's needed. We need a new professional that takes responsibility for lifestyle change, because nobody's doing it. So we're moving forward, and it will happen.
Back with Georgiana Donatio of the National Institute of Whole Health and Margaret Moore of Well Coaches.
Now, you have this recently announced partnership between your two organizations to put this more actively on the healthcare agenda. How would you go about doing that? What would be the specific steps to be able to raise the awareness and then maybe get this integrated into this healthcare reform as we move forward?
Well, that's a two-parter, because there's the relationship that our organizations have, and then there's the work, the national work that Margaret is really spearheading, and she can certainly speak to that, because I just want to say Margaret has done a phenomenal, unbelievable job, and everyone in the industry is in awe as well as grateful to her for the work that she and her organization are doing to really bring a national level awareness. So that's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing, and I hope that she will really address that, you know, thoroughly before this interview completes. As far as our organizations working together, our organizations are completely in agreement with one another. However, we do different things. Margaret has a top-level, high-level coaching competency training that she has been offering, as she said, for, you know, about 10 years and developing and offering for 10 years. Our program is different. We are a patient health education and behavioral engagement program. Our program developed, researched, we worked in hospitals here in the Boston area with doctors, nurses, educators, the whole 100 yards. We developed a model of patient health education that was nominated as a best practice by one of the Harvard hospitals. So what we do, the door we come in, is different. We also have a behavioral engagement piece that is really an enhancement and a support for coaching, but it is not coaching. So what we do is very complementary because it's very different, really. I mean, we have a program that we call, you know, we say it's whole health education with wellness coaching, but the thing of it is that what we do is different. So our working together is very appropriate. We will be using Margaret's work. We will be, you know, bringing this into our practicum component, and Margaret will be offering our program. So we're doing different things, but we're in complete agreement on what needs to be done.
Margaret, did you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, so, and I, Georgiana, I so appreciate the affirmation, and Georgiana is also the person that's really founded the integrative health movement, and by that I mean appreciating that there are some fundamental systems in the body that are, you know, holistic, that touch all diseases, and that one needs to really understand those processes. And Georgiana's really figured out how to teach health professionals to think about disease not in a siloed way, but in a much more integrated fashion. And so there are many health professionals want to become coaches. It's essentially a second career. You know, it you're usually working with people with a lot of challenging issues, mature issues, and so it's not a job for 25-year-olds. You know, it's largely people who've been out in the field. Most of the coaches are over 40. And so they tend to bring their other backgrounds as health professionals, whether they've been in fitness or nutrition or medicine or mental health. And then they basically learn the coaching competences or sort of at a graduate level to really take them to a place where they have shifted out of their model of being the expert and the authority into really facilitating people's change. And that takes a good year, you know, of training and mentoring and practice. And then some choose to also do Georgiana's program, which is to bring the integrative medical piece so people can work with people who have diseases and really help them with different options. And others choose more of a wellness orientation, you know, where you're working with people who probably are not sick, may have some risks, but are more concerned about preventing disease and optimal wellness. So you're sort of seeing the world break into and coaching into two camps. One is the health side where you're helping people with disease and lifestyle, and the other side is the wellness orientation.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Well, I've really appreciated this discussion. Perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about how we can find out more about your respective organizations.
Well Coaches is at wellcoaches.com. And I have a website, coachmake.com. I've got a few blogs and things. I'd also like to refer people to the instituteofcoaching.org at Harvard.
And the National Institute of Whole Health, our website is www.n is in Nancy, I is in ice cream, W is in William, H is in Harry.org. It's NIWH.org. Or they can call us at 888-354-HEAL, which is 888-354-4325. They can look us up. We also have a blog, The Whole Picture of Health, at Blogspot, The Whole Picture of Health at Blogspot, and that blog is also going to be, you know, carried on a lot of other different blogs, too.
Dr. Man, be my friend if you can, speak kindly and understand.
since then I've seen the doctor man. Hey, I've seen the doctor man. Hey, I've seen the doctor man.
That's it for this week's edition of What's at Risk. I'd like to thank our guests tonight, Evan Thomas, the author of The War Lovers, and Georgiana Donadio of the National Institute of Whole Health, and Margaret Moore of Well Coaches. I'd like to thank our producer, Johnny Pfister of Ringo Studio, and our associate producer, Scott Cooper. Let us know what you're thinking about by sending us an email at whatsatrisk@risk-strategies.com. Tell us what's on your mind.
Podcasts of What's at Risk are available at the WBZ.com on the air drop-down menu by clicking on What's at Risk. You've been listening to What's at Risk, heard every Saturday night on WBZ News Radio 1030 and streaming on WBZ.com.
Run the risk, or you'll never know for sure.
When your company is considering risk management and consultative support for your business insurance, make the right choice and call Risk Strategies Company. With offices in Massachusetts, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Irvine, California, Chicago, and Providence, Risk Strategies Company takes a team approach to protecting your assets efficiently and cost-effectively. By offering a wide range of services and capabilities, Risk Strategies Company brings the highest level of expertise to clients in all areas of insurance and risk management, delivering insurance solutions, extensive carrier relationships and marketing expertise, claim advocacy, loss control safety management, health and welfare coverage, life and executive compensation plans, personal insurance lines, and surety. For the most comprehensive risk management and insurance coverage for your business, depend on Risk Strategies Company. Learn more at risk-strategies.com or call 617-330-5700. 617-330-5700.